You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning, Jennifer Raposa and Ryan Scheller. They are teaming up to create a new competition, Miss Gold Country and Miss Gold Country Outstanding Teen. This is a nonprofit scholarship competition. Good to see both of you, Jennifer and Ryan.
Good morning.
The very first question I'm going to ask you is probably what everybody's asking you. What happened to Miss Tuolumne County?
It hasn't happened in a few years. And so because we saw that it hasn't been an event lately, we decided to start our own event called the Miss Gold Country.
And what part of California will Miss Gold Country specifically represent?
It will be representing Calaveras County and Tuolumne County.
What sets Miss Gold Country apart from the other pageants?
We are a 501c3 and we are sanctioned with the Miss America organization and the Miss California organization. Therefore, our title holders will go on to Miss California in June of 2021.
Jennifer, are you recruiting young ladies now?
Yes, absolutely. We are looking for young women between the ages of 13 and 17 for our Miss Outstanding Teen, and 18 and 25 for our Miss Gold Country.
What are they competing specifically for besides just the title?
Scholarships. We are guaranteeing a minimum of $500 for each title. We're hoping that we'll be able to do more than that. It's going to depend on community support, but it's also an amazing opportunity for them to be able to represent our region here in Tuolumne and Calaveras counties, and they will be representing our Travelers Bureaus and the businesses that are sponsoring and supporting us as well.
What you have created is a nonprofit 501c3. So where is the scholarship money going to come from?
Our sponsors. We have very generous sponsors, businesses, local community organizations that have stepped forward to become part of this event.
After the competition, does Miss Gold Country automatically move on to compete in the Miss California pageant?
Yes, she does have the opportunity to do so, as does our Miss Outstanding Teen.
Jennifer, how difficult was it to become sanctioned from the Miss America pageant for this?
It took quite a bit. We had to get our nonprofit, of course, and then approach the board of directors for Miss California, fill out a lengthy application. We have to pay sanction fees and be accepted by the board. Now we're being mentored. We have a field director that's directly tied to the Miss California organization, as well as the entire board and the other areas throughout California have been very, very supportive in helping to get us going and make sure that we have all of the tools that we need to make it successful.
Jennifer and Ryan, both of you are small business owners. Ryan, I kind of think of you as a technical guy. Why did you want to be a part of this?
Well, I just saw a need for the event and wanted to create a large community event where one of these, two of these young ladies get to move on to a state and national level and represent our region. And I think this event will just be a great event here at the Sonora Opera Hall this year. And we want to really do it up with great decor and audiovisual and really create something that is to talk about and fun and just bring the community together.
Have you heard a lot of enthusiasm from the community?
Yes. Okay. Yes, we've got huge support.
And what is the date at the Opera Hall?
July 18th.
Tell us about how a young lady can find out more information. Is there a website?
There is. There is. Our website is missgoldcountry.org. And we also are on Facebook and we're on Instagram. And Ryan and I are the easiest people on the planet to find. So if anybody needs any information, and we have had young women that have contacted us with just specific questions, more than happy to talk to them about it and answer any questions that they have.
Is there an applicant deadline, Jennifer?
There is. March the 1st. It's quickly approaching. The young ladies can apply online. There's actually two forms that they need to fill out, so they need to be sure that they do both of them. And then we have our orientation for those applicants is going to be March 8th. that's when they're going to find out what the expectations are, dates, important dates that'll be coming up. They're going to have headshots done. There will be rehearsals. There's going to be public appearances. We're going to have a full calendar for them leading up to the competition date of July 18th.
And so, then the competition itself is a huge show. So what will they be judged on?
The judging criteria is talent, of course. And they also have a private interview, and they have an on-stage interview, and then they are judged with their evening gown. And it does go quite heavily on the interview, because we need young women that are good public speakers. Miss America also requires each young woman to have a social impact initiative. So that is a social issue that they're very passionate about. So some young women choose mental illness, texting and driving, anything that impacts us as a society that they want to come together with a nonprofit to work and learn more about. And their social impact initiative will follow them all the way through Miss America. So I tell the young women to choose wisely and to make sure that that is something that they're passionate about and that they can get really involved with. And they're judged heavily on that.
Coming up in the future, this is going to be a ticketed event to attend, but tickets are not on sale yet.
Not on sale yet. They will go on sale online at $15 and then $20 at the door.
Ryan, is there anything else that we did not cover that you would like to add?
We are including both counties. So the event this year will take place at the Sonora Opera Hall, and then we're planning for 2021 for the event to take place at Ironstone Vineyards.
Jennifer, yep. Is there anything you would like to add?
I think that that's it. We would just really love for young women to maybe step out of their comfort zone a little bit. I know that for some of these girls, especially the younger ones, the 13 to 17, they haven't seen this before. This is something brand new for them. It may be a little bit scary, but we're really encouraging them to just go for it. Get your application in, step out of your comfort zone a little bit, and come and see what it's all about. Compete and have just a great experience.
Miss Gold Country and Miss Gold Country Outstanding Teen, part of a nonprofit scholarship competition coming this summer to the Sonora Opera Hall. Jennifer Raposa, Ryan Scheller, Miss Gold Country Executive Directors. Good to see both of you.
And thank
you
so much.
Stay in touch as we move closer to this competition.
Thanks, so much, Mark, for having us.